Hello, it's Hugh Davis, back at it again with another podcast. I know it's been a while since the last one, and I wanted to get back into it. So, really, my idea for today is talking about the best wide receiving core in the NFL, top five, let's say, and talking about the Julio Jones trade. So now, for the rest of, basically up until the NFL season, I want to talk about, different positions and the top five ratings of them. So I can say defensive line, cornerbacks, or we can just say secondary in general, something like that. And then I'll talk about another side topic, for example, the Julio Jones trade, something like that. So I hope you guys enjoy, and it's gonna be fun. Okay, let's get started. So right now, Julio Jones trade. This happened a few days ago, but he just got traded to the Titans for a second to fourth round pick. To me, it wasn't a surprise that he was gonna be traded. I mean, it's not like he was getting washed, but I feel like he's gone down his skill a little more. I'm not just saying that just because he was hurt last season a lot. I'm just saying that as he ages, stuff like that. I think he's still a top 10 receiver, and that's no doubt. It's just the way where he used to be in his prime. It's just I don't think it's there as much anymore. So it was evident he was gonna get traded, and he didn't want to be in Atlanta. But it was really got down to who he wanted to get traded to, and for how much. How much was the team willing to give for Julio Jones? And no matter what the other team was asking, I think the Titans are like the clear winner in this trade. Getting Julio Jones, who's still a really, really good receiver, despite getting on the older side, might be a little injury prone. We'll see about it this season. For a second and a fourth, to me, that's a steal. If I was the Falcons, I wouldn't have accepted anything like that. I would have asked for a first and a third, or a first and a fourth, or something like that. I feel like he's worth that much. I know I just talked about him not being as good as what he used to be, but I feel like it's just he's still a top five receiver, let's put it. Why are you giving a top five receiver for a second round pick? It's just like the Texans trading away DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah, sure, I know you needed to get him out of there, but a second round pick, are you serious? Those are two top five guys that have really changed the game and the way it's been played, and for them to be going for second round picks, it's just not fair, I don't think. But I think the Titans definitely won. Atlanta lost, and that's just hands down. Although I think Calvin Ridley will emerge as a really good wide receiver one for the Falcons. I think he can really fill the spot of taking Julio Jones' spot pretty well. Not as good as Julio, I don't think, but if you look at the stats, he has such good stats of on games when Julio wasn't playing or was less thrown to target, things like that. But then who's gonna step in front of wide receiver two? Russell Gage. Russell Gage is a really solid receiver who was really coming into his own last season. He was kind of emerging as a pretty good receiver, and I think he can fill those two can fill a hole of wide receiver one and two. And the fact is, though, those are two decently strong receivers, I could say. But then who's gonna be the third? That's what my question is, because now giving away Julio, what do you have? Kyle Pitts. You draft Kyle Pitts, he could be a tight end. He could be a wide receiver. I mean, he's so good, you could put him at running back. Who knows? But no, you picked up Mike Davis. It was a joke. Get over it. But I think the Falcons, they're gonna be the wide receiving core and receiving core in general, it's gonna be decent. Mike Davis is a pretty good pass catcher, so if you put all those components together, they could be decent. Titans. Let's talk about that. So, wide receiving core was all right last season. Corey Davis, AJ Brown, I want to say Adam Humphries, and they were solid. They were solid, and also having a good quarterback like that, like Ryan Tannehill, to get the ball to them would like that is really good. And also having the firepower of Derrick Henry and for now Patriots tight end Jonnu Smith last season. But having all three of those components last season, I think, helped them get to the playoffs. And, like, yeah. I think now Julio joined the mix of that. Well, now, obviously, Corey Davis is gone. He went to the Jets. Jonnu Smith, he went to the Pats, my favorite team. Get over it. Yes, I know. But I think Julio could fill the void well, and he could fill in and just – I think he could be an immediate playmaker. Yeah, sure, we don't know if he'll be wide receiver one, wide receiver two. We have to see A.J. Brown kind of work harder and harder and harder to outwork Julio Jones. But, I mean, those two are better friends. I mean, A.J. Brown was the top recruiter to get him. He was, I think, one of the main reasons they got Julio Jones. But A.J. Brown's always been a fan of Julio Jones. And I think those two lining up across from each other will be – or not across, like – opposite ends of the field from each other, be really cool. And then you have Derrick Henry. How do you stop those three? Oh, funny story. So Julio Jones chose number 2 instead of 11. He declined AJ Brown's offer for number 11. So Julio Jones took 2 because 2 11s make 22. And there were 2 11s formerly, 11 Julio Jones, 11 AJ Brown. And now there's 1. So then 2 times 11 is 22. So that's why he did that, and to remind everybody that there are 3 components they have to stop and that they're probably not going to stop him. So that's the thing. I think the thing that's going to bring down the Titans a little bit is going to be their defense this year. How can you compete as like a defense like that after you've just gone to the field, scored, let's say, 90-yard touchdown run? How do you do that and then perform like – at a high level of excellence? I mean, it's just harder to do that. I'm not saying they're awful. I'm saying they're decent, but they just need to get – if they get over that hump, I think they could be Super Bowl contenders. So now, going on to the top 5 receiving corps in the NFL. So I think there are a few wide receiver corps that are good, but – I don't know if they're able to make the top 5 of this list just because other wide receiver corps are just better. So I'm going to put the Patriots as one of them. I think they have a solid receiving core, especially with Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry, the double tight end duo. I think they could be dangerous. Another honorable mention, the Dolphins. They have Will Fuller, 5th or 4th? I don't know. Will Fuller, 4th or 5th. Devontae Parker. And now added, Jalen Waddle from the draft. So I think that can be a really solid core. I think the Rams have a solid core. Ravens, not really. Packers, I mean, you have Devontae, but who else? I mean, what'd they do? They drafted a cornerback. So that's just, to me, that's just not smart. Okay, so going on to the core. Oh, I have to keep it first. Number 5, I'm going to say... It's... a mix. I'm going to say the Bills. So now the reason I say the Bills is Stephon Diggs. He's kind of emerged as, I think, maybe a top 5 receiver in the NFL. And I think him and then adding Emmanuel Sanders too. I mean, yeah, sure, John Brown is leaving. But then you have a pretty solid tight end, Dawson Knox. So there are a lot of solid components for Josh Allen to throw to. I think that's what makes them top 5. So, number 4. Another tough one. I'm going to put the Seahawks. Now, the reason I say the Seahawks, DK, Tyler Lockett, David Moore. I'm blanking on the 4th. Another 4th. But I think those guys can do bits. And I think DK Metcalf is emerging himself as a really good receiver. Tyler Lockett's amazing as well. I mean, he has been consistent for a while. Okay. Number three. I'm going to say, hold up. So there are three that I think could be interchangeable in the top three. I'm going to go Steelers. I'm going to go Titans. Oh, hold up. No, not Steelers. I'm thinking Titans, Buccaneers, and Vikings are going to be in the top three. So we have to figure that out. So Titans, Buccaneers, and Vikings. Titans, Buccaneers, Vikings. I'm going to go three. I'm going to go Vikings. I think Justin Jefferson has emerged himself as a wide receiver one. Hopefully he doesn't have a sophomore slump as a lot of receivers and young NFL players do. But if he can stay really consistent, I think he could easily be a top five receiver in the league. He's maybe top 10. You could put him in and out of that. But I think I think people are scared to put him in the top 10 just because of how young he is and how he hasn't played much. Like, not in a season, but how he hasn't played like many years. So without the experience. But I think he has a lot of talent. And I also think Adam Thielen, I think he's a really, really solid player as well. I think he is a really good player and is really consistent when they need him to be. So I think that's really good for the Vikings. So now two. I'm going to put the Titans. Now the reason I say this, I know I've just been talking about Julio Jones a lot and A.J. Brown, but the reason I say this is because, yes, they're a really amazing core, but I think the team above them, that I'm going to say in a second, is just overall stronger. The Titans have really good pieces. Derrick Henry, I know it's not a part of like the wide receiving core, but like Derrick Henry's a decent pass catcher. But then you have players like A.J. Brown, Julio Jones, who are really, really good. It's just then who fills the wide receiver three gap? I know that's not as big of a worry for a lot of NFL teams. Who's going to be the tight end? I mean, it's like it's kind of a bigger deal when you can't find – well, you can, but like not as good as a tight end as Jonnu Smith was, something like that. So that concerns me a little bit with the core. That's why they're at two. Now, number one, I'm going to go Buccaneers. Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, Rob Gronkowski, O.J. Howard, Scott Miller, Leonard Fournette, LeSean McCoy, and I know they just signed one more, Giovanni Bernard. Like, all three of those backs are really solid pass catchers as well. But then I think one thing that, like, really surprises me is how solid their receiving core is outside of the running backs. You have Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. Arguably, both of them are top 10 receivers. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe Chris Godwin's out of there. But I think Mike Evans is definitely up there. And then O.J. Howard, really good tight end. Wasn't able to play last season. He got hurt. That's why they brought in Gronk. So I really thought last season O.J. was going to shine. But, I mean, it is what it is. It's football. So you're going to get hurt. But hopefully it doesn't happen that much anymore. It's just sad to see a player that could have had so much potential that last season just get hurt, and then all of that goes out the window. But I think the reason they're up there is also because of Tom Brady. I think he makes them look really, really good. He puts the ball on target 99% of the time, 90% of the time. So it makes it their job easier, which I don't think a lot of the other wide receivers on this list can say as much, I think, except for the Bills. Titans you could, but, like, I feel like Tom Brady just has so much more, like, precision, and the choices he makes when he has the ball in hand is just, they're just, it's really good. So we're gonna count down for five, from five to one. Number five, I had the Dolphins. Number four, I had the Bills. Number three, I had the Vikings. Number two, I had the Titans. Number one, I had the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And for today, that's going to wrap up this segment and this podcast. Thank you guys for listening, and you guys will hear from me in the next one.